Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show we're going to take the choo-choo. We have several train-related songs to fulfil this next half an hour. Up first is probably the most well-known train-related song written. It was made famous by Glenn Miller and his orchestra and composed by Harry Warren. And it was featured in the 1941 movie Sun Valley Serenade, and it's of course Chattanooga Choo Choo. And here to drive the Chattanooga Choo Choo is Len Rawl at the Mighty Wurlitzer in his own home in Chorleywood, with 4 manuals and 24 ranks and plenty of steam. Len Rawl there at the console of his 4-manual 24-rank Wurlitzer in his own home in Chorleywood. Now it seems that Glenn Miller brought to light many famous train-related songs, and the next one is another one made famous by his orchestra. The song was released in 1938, and on this occasion it's being played by Jackie Brown at the magnificent Granada Tooting Wurlitzer. Oh wait, I haven't told you what the song is yet. It's Tuxedo Junction. Thank you. The lush sounds there of Jackie Brown at the Granada Tooting Whirl, it's with Tuxedo Junction, a combination there that can never be matched. Well, the next piece of music is written about a express passenger train of the London, Midlands and Scottish Railway, which was inaugurated in 1937 for the coronation of King George IV and Queen Elizabeth. It, of course, is the Coronation Scot. And a piece of the same name was composed by Vivian Ellis to celebrate this train. The song was also used as the theme tune for the BBC radio programme Paul Temple. Well, here to play it is Brian Sharp, using many orchestral keyboards, the Yamaha FX20, DX7 and RX15, to produce an almost eerily similar arrangement to the full orchestral version. Brian Sharp there in full orchestral mode with the Coronation Scot. Well, following on from that lovely orchestral arrangement, let's go over to some honky-tonk train blues. And of course, most people will probably think of George Wright when I announce this piece. However, for this show, I've decided to play a track of Howard Beaumont playing the magnificent Freemanual 11-rank Wurlitzer in the Victoria Hole Psalter. Howard has adopted his own arrangement of this great classic, as you will now hear. We'll be right back. Howard Beaumont there driving the honky-tonk train in blues style. And if you haven't been to hear the magnificent Free Manuel Solitaire, well, it's a well, you're missing out, and I highly recommend it because it's now got 12 ranks with the addition of the Crummet, and I'm looking forward to hearing that at the end of the month. Well, it's hard to imagine folk music inspiring a train-related song. However, the Houghton Weavers seem to have done just that. They were an English folk music band formed in 1975, and they sang much of it in a Lancashire dialect. And they made famous the popular song The Blackpool Bell. And who better to play it than Phil Kelsall at the mighty famous Wurlitzer of the Tower Ballroom in that very town, Blackpool. Phil Kelsall there at the helm of the Blackpool Bell, a song very appropriate for that setting. Well, up next is a musical duo related to the Orient Express. First up is Sidney Torch's classic rip-roaring arrangement of the Orient Express, which I think demonstrates his superb musicality and accuracy. And following on from that is the theme from the film Murder on the Orient Express from 1974. And to play that is Kevin Morgan at the console of the Granada Studios Tour Wurlitzer in Manchester.
Thank you.
Orient Express related songs there. The Orient Express as played by Sydney Torch, and the theme from Murder on the Orient Express as played by Kevin Morgan. Now, whenever I take a long train journey, I've always got in mind that we're getting there, and no matter how many delays we might encounter, or how many times we might get holed up, or how long the journey is, I've always got that in mind. And here's David Lowe to remind us of that, playing the wonderful ex-Granada Woolwich Wurlitzer in the Neue Pendra in Tallinn, with a beautiful song of the same name. We're getting there. Lovely combination there of David Lowe playing the Freemanual 9-rank Wurlitzer in the Neue Pendra in Tallinn, with a lovely rumba-style song there, We're Getting There. Well, we're rapidly approaching the end of this week's show, so we got time for just one more track. This is an Organ Plus track and features Brian Rodwell at the console of the South Bank Polytechnic in London, its 4-manual 24-rank Wurlitzer, and a whole big musical brass band, a jazz band, a big band, whatever you want to call it. It was taken from a concert dubbed Sounds of Brass, and you will hear that Brian and the big band seem to work seamlessly together in this tight acoustic. My thanks go to John Leeming for this recording of Take the A-Train. the wonderful musicianship there of Brian Rodwell and the big band there at the South Bank Polytechnic in London to end this week's show with that rip-roaring arrangement and completely spontaneous, no doubt, of Take the A-Train. Long gone are the days of luxury train travel, I feel, and it's about time that we bought something like that back, I think you'll agree. Anyway, that's enough of me rambling on, and I hope that you'll join me next Thursday at 8 p.m. where we present edited highlights from John Mann's last summer season show at the Eastbourne Pavilion. So I hope you'll join me then. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time, take care.